All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the weather is warm outside and we are past the tax deadline, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we're a little bit less than a week away from the mega fight, and I'm talking about what is set to take place in Las Vegas, Nevada, as it is going to be the rematch between one Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward for the WBA, IBF, and WBO light heavyweight championships. Now, both of these two pugilists met in the ring, same city, that time it was T-Mobile Arena, this time it's going to be at the Mandalay Bay. It was a situation on November 19th where both men came into the ring undefeated, and it was Kovalev who was in possession of two of the belts while Ward got the other one, or had the other one. And it's a situation, you know, it was a controversial decision. Ward got all three cards, 114 to 113. And Kovalev felt, you know what, he was a champion and he did not get beat. If you watched the match, it was very, very close. And I know a lot of people wanted to give credit and lean towards Sergey Kovalev due to the fact that he was able to score an early knockdown of Andre Ward. But credit to Andre Ward, he's one of the best boxers going right now, as is Sergey Kovalev. And Ward was able to respond. You know, he got the middle rounds after Kovalev had dominated the early rounds. And the last couple of rounds were a toss-up, depending on how you viewed it. Like I said, it was a close fight. I expected it to be a close fight all the way out, and that's what we got. And this time around, it's going to be interesting to see what type of adjustments that both of these guys are going to make. Of course, Andre Ward comes in trained by Virgil Hunter, who is one of the better trainers going right now. And it's a situation for Ward. Like I said, he's one of the better defensive boxers going right now. And he's a guy in that mode of Bernard Hopkins, from the standpoint that whatever you do best, he's going to go out there and attempt to take it away from you. And you look at the first time around, Andre Ward knows how strong that Sergey Kovalev is now from their first time in the ring. And again, Kovalev dropped him in the second round, and he had him wobbly, but Ward was able to hold on, and of course, the rest is history. Now, for Kovalev, he is angry because, again, he was the champion. He felt like he was robbed. He's calling Andre Ward the fake champion, and he did not take it lightly that he lost his titles. It's a situation for Kovalev and, of course, his trainer, John David Jackson, that, you know, he knocked Ward down once. Now it's going to be a situation he feels like he's not going to get a decision. So if you feel like you're not going to get a decision, the best thing to do for you as a fighter is go out there and attempt the knockout. Easier said than done against a guy the caliber of Andre Ward. He's a guy, he's a technician, he's a great defensive fighter, and like I said before, whatever you do best, he's going to tend to, or attempt to take that away from you. I think what Kovalev has to do, if he's seeking a knockout, he has to be very patient. But the situation is that knockout might not come, because Ward, again, knows how strong that Kovalev is, because he felt him in the first round. And I think this fight has a distance to once again go the distance. Now, if it does go the distance, advantage Andre Ward, because I think he's going to go out there, and I think that he knows that Sergey Kovalev is going to go out there for the knockout. And I think it's a situation, if you're Andre Ward, like I've said before, he likes to take an opponent's strengths and use that against him. And I think that's what he's going to try to do this time around against Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev's going to go for the knockdown, or knockout rather, but I see Andre Ward attempting to use that against him. Now, what Ward is going to try to do, frustrate Kovalev, tie him up, hold, get his punches in, work the body shots, and then go from there. Kovalev has to be aggressive, but at the same time, he has to be patient. He cannot simply go out there and focus on the knockout. At the same time, he can't try to sit up there and outbox Andre Ward. So I think the advantage is in the favor of Andre Ward, and unless Sergey Kovalev scores a knockout, he is not going to get his belts back. Thus, I think Andre Ward is going to retain his titles, and he will be the undisputed king of the light heavyweight division. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.